I'm not sure. Do I have the floor? I was interrupted before.
You have the floor, Franz. You have the floor.
Oh, thanks. Sorry for the misunderstanding. The connection was just interrupted for the moment. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the EIG. Madam and Mr. Co-Chairs, with only 5 months left until COP26, we were eager to engage in this virtual session. Despite its challenge, we found that the virtual format was well suited for our deliberations. And we note that the challenges we faced were essentially the same as those of face-to-face negotiations, namely lack of political will. However, the EIG is highly concerned and disappointed with the very high amount of technical work still required and the need for finding political solutions in many areas. This is especially the case on transparency, where we urgently need to advance on technical work. We were pleased to see us work jointly on common examples of draft tables, but we call on you to provide opportunities for more intersession work, such as technical workshops or inventory tables, making sure that progress is captured in writing and that we can resolve all technical issues by COP26. We also expect our work and our substantial outcomes to adhere to the mandate that we commonly agreed in Katowice. We note progress on Article 6, but not sufficiently to be on a path for adoption at COP26. We would have liked to see an informal note that outlines newly found areas of convergence and divergence, ideally with clear options on how to move forward and find common landing zones. The EIG is ready to work hard across all levels during the intersession period, technical, HOTS, and ministerial level. Further work is particularly required on accounting, baseline additionality, CDM transition, and on adaptation ambition. We have to ensure contributions to sustained development, environmental safeguards, and human rights, as well as rights of Indigenous people. On adaptation, we must scale up work under the Nairobi Work Programme. We call upon parties to enhance their commitment to make more progress on adaptation. And we need a robust decision on common timeframes at COP26. Finally, the informal notes from this session will nevertheless be valuable instruments to focus our discussions as we move forward. But let us now also make sure that we use these informal notes. With regard to the way forward, let us stress that we only support holding additional CESPI sessions if there is a substantial change in format, namely that we can work on draft decision texts, that we can work through informal informants to advance technical work, that it is possible to take procedural and substantial decisions as needed, and all these independently of whether the session takes place face-to-face or virtually. If those conditions cannot be fulfilled, we would find it more useful to hold technical workshops in order to progress on technical aspects of the work. The EIG expects more from COP26 than the core negotiations topics and the ESP agenda. We expect a broader Glasgow package. We regret that we were not able to address all topics due to the lack of decision and on the agenda. And in addition to advancing on draft decision text, we find it also necessary to prepare for COP26 by launching as soon as possible informal consultations on the agenda. We do not want to start negotiations agenda when we meet again, but to be able to agree on it. Before concluding, let us remind that all parties that have not yet done so should submit enhanced NDCs by the end of July. Let us not forget this obligation when, instead of traveling home from the ESPYs, we simply turn off our screens. We look forward to working with all of you at COP26. Thank you, Madam and Mr. Chairs.